This article is brought to you by the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorne. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. How unspoken expectations become premeditated resentments but destroy team synergy. The silent contract every team makes and never talks about. In short, unspoken expectations are silent agreements that no one actually agreed to, and every time they go unmet, they deposit a layer of resentment that quietly corrodes team synergy. Assumptions replace communication, creating an invisible gap between what people expect and what they receive. That gap does not stay neutral. It fills with frustration that hardens into premeditated resentment over time. The same team that looked cohesive on the surface fractures when that resentment finally breaks through. Definition: unspoken expectations. Resentment occurs when a team member holds an assumption about how others should behave that is never stated openly. Because the expectation was never communicated or agreed to, it cannot reliably be met, and repeated disappointment accumulates into resentment that undermines team synergy. Introduction. I've watched the same pattern play out in teams for 6 decades. Two people who respected each other and worked well together would gradually turn cold, then distant, then quietly hostile. Nobody could point to a single incident. Nobody raised their voice. And yet, by the time someone finally named the problem, the damage to the group's team synergy was already deep. The unspoken expectations resentment had been building for months before anyone noticed the cracks. Here is the question this article answers. Why do reasonable, capable people end up resenting each other not over dramatic events, but over things that were never said at all? And why does this particular pattern do more damage to team synergy than most open conflicts ever could? Understanding the mechanism matters. Knowing what to do is useful, but if you do not understand why silence turns into resentment, you will keep treating the symptom while the root cause grows. In this article, you will understand the psychology and the mechanics of how silence becomes hostility, and what that means for how you communicate on and within a team. If you want to understand the practical side of how role clarity connects to this, what is role clarity, and why it is the foundation of sustainable team synergy, is a strong place to start. The surface versus the root of team synergy. Most people understand team synergy at the level of output. They see a team that communicates well, delivers results, and seems to enjoy working together, and they call that synergy. When it breaks down, they look for the event, the missed deadline, the heated meeting, the unfair allocation of work. At the surface level, the breakdown looks like a conflict. Someone failed. Someone overstepped. Someone was not pulling their weight. That is what gets named in the uncomfortable meeting, what gets written up in the performance review, what gets discussed in hushed corridors after everyone else goes home. But underneath that visible conflict, almost always, sits something quieter and older. One person carried an assumption about what their teammate would do, how they would communicate, what standard they would hold themselves to. That assumption was never spoken. The teammate never knew it existed. They simply went on doing what seemed right to them, completely unaware they were falling short of a standard they had never been shown. Understanding the root changes how you respond to the surface. When you see conflict, you stop asking what happened and start asking what was never said. How unspoken expectations become premeditated resentments. Let me be direct about how this mechanism works, because once you see it clearly, you will recognize it everywhere. Every team runs on a mix of stated rules and unstated assumptions. The stated rules are easy meeting times, deadlines, reporting lines. The unstated assumptions are where the real danger lies. These are the beliefs people carry about what good work looks like, how much effort is fair, who should take the lead, how credit should be shared, how problems should be flagged. Nobody writes these down. Most people never even think them consciously. They simply feel obvious. Here is the critical part. When another person fails to meet an unspoken expectation, the person holding that expectation does not usually respond with curiosity. They respond with judgment. I cannot believe they did not do that. Any decent professional would know that was expected. The assumption was never stated, but it has already been converted into a verdict about the other person's character, which means that in practice, the other person is being judged against a standard they never had the chance to agree to or decline. This is the trap. The person who held the expectation feels let down. The person who failed to meet it does not even know a problem exists. Over time, that unaddressed disappointment becomes something more deliberate. The person who feels let down starts interpreting new events through the lens of what already happened. They notice every subsequent shortcoming. They begin anticipating the next failure before it occurs. That anticipation is what makes the resentment premeditated. It is no longer reactive. It is predictive. The person has decided, at some level, that this team cannot be trusted. This is why teams that allow unspoken expectations to accumulate do not just experience occasional friction. They experience a slow poisoning of trust that eventually makes genuine collaboration impossible. How unmet needs drive team conflict, and what to say to restore synergy explores the related dimension of what happens when those unmet needs finally surface in overt conflict. The core of this mechanism is simple assumptions fill the space that clear communication leaves empty, and resentment fills the space that unmet assumptions create. What this looks like in real situations. Here is where this psychology becomes visible in everyday team communication. A senior colleague assumes updates will be volunteered. A project lead believed that any team member hitting an obstacle would flag it immediately without being asked. A new team member, wanting to appear capable and independent, held updates until they had resolved the problem themselves. The project lead watched this happen twice and privately concluded that this person could not be relied on. No conversation took place. The project lead began excluding the new team member from high visibility work, and the team member had no idea why they were being sidelined. The expectation was never stated. The exclusion was premeditated. Two colleagues assume the other will own a handover. Two people working on consecutive stages of a project each assumed the other would manage the transition between their work. Neither raised it. The handover was clumsy, a client was frustrated, and each privately blamed the other. In the next team meeting, both were noticeably cool. Their working relationship never quite recovered its earlier warmth, and team output suffered on every project they shared afterward. A manager assumes effort is visible without being told. A team member had been working significant extra hours to manage a backlog. They said nothing, assuming their manager could see the load and would acknowledge it. The manager, focused elsewhere, did not notice. The team member felt invisible and undervalued, began disengaging, and eventually reduced their effort to match what they felt was the recognized level. The manager noticed the drop in performance and was genuinely confused. For practical tools to address situations like this, how to start a difficult conversation that's blocking your team's synergy gives you a clear place to begin. In each of these situations, the surface behavior was different. The root mechanism was the same. A quick note before we continue. Most people leave the hardest conversations for last and regret the words they used when they finally had them. The best-selling book Say It Right Every Time gives you 115 tested scripts for those exact moments, the ones that shape careers, relationships, and how people remember you. Get your copy at imonblackthorne.com. Now, back to the article. Why most people miss this pattern in their teams. If this insight is this important, why do so few people see it clearly? We mistake familiarity for agreement. When you have worked alongside someone long enough, their habits feel obvious to you. You assume they understand the same norms you do. But familiarity is not communication. Two people can share an office for years and carry completely different assumptions about what professionalism, commitment, and respect look like in practice. The length of the relationship creates the illusion of shared understanding. Resentment builds slowly, so nobody triggers an alarm. If a colleague betrayed your trust in a single dramatic act, you would respond immediately. But when disappointment accumulates in small, silent increments, the mind adjusts. Each individual moment seems manageable. By the time the resentment is real and affecting behavior, its origins have blurred and nobody can trace it back clearly. Why avoiding difficult conversations is a hidden enemy of team synergy makes the cost of that gradual avoidance very plain. People believe their expectations are self-evident. This is perhaps the most stubborn belief I have encountered across 6 decades of watching teams operate. The person holding the expectation genuinely cannot understand how anyone could not know it applies. This certainty makes them reluctant to name the expectation out loud, because naming it feels like it would insult the other person's intelligence. Instead, they say nothing and wait for the obvious to happen. It rarely does. Naming an expectation feels like an accusation. There is a real fear that saying I need you to do this implies that the other person was failing before you said it. That fear keeps expectations unspoken even when the person holding them knows, rationally, that communication would help. The discomfort of the conversation feels larger than the discomfort of the silence. It is not. It never is. Awareness is the beginning, but awareness without application changes nothing. What this means for how you communicate on your team. Understanding this mechanism changes what you do in three specific ways. Number one, state the obvious out loud. The expectations that seem most self-evident to you are the ones most at risk of never being communicated. Practice naming the standards you hold, even when they feel basic. Not as a lecture, but as a clear, direct conversation. Here is what I need from this collaboration, and here is what I am offering in return. This is not controlling. It is respectful. How to communicate role expectations clearly to prevent synergy breaking confusion gives you a practical framework for exactly this. Number two, name the feeling before it hardens. When you notice disappointment after a colleague falls short of something you expected, treat that as a signal. You have two choices in that moment: let it sit and harden, or name it while it is still small and open to resolution. The direct conversation at that moment costs far less than the relationship damage that accumulates if you wait. A good place to start is simply, I had an expectation that I realize I never actually stated. Can we talk about it? Number three, ask what the other person is carrying. Unspoken expectations run in both directions. The person across from you has assumptions too, and some of them involve you. Build the habit of creating space for those expectations to surface. Ask your team members directly, is there anything you need from me that you have not been getting? The question invites honesty. It also signals that you value clear communication over comfortable silence. How to give feedback that strengthens team synergy instead of breaking it, and how feedback loops boost team synergy both build directly on this habit of keeping expectations visible and current. I cover the structure of these conversations in depth and say it right every time, including scripts you can use when the expectation that was missed has already started to harden into something colder. The core framework in that book, built on clarity, openness, respect, and empathy, is particularly useful when you need to name what went wrong without triggering defensiveness. These are not new behaviors. They are the same behaviors, grounded in a deeper understanding of why they work. Key insights and next steps. Here is the truth of it: unspoken expectations are not harmless gaps in communication. They are the most reliable engine of team resentment I have ever encountered, and they are entirely preventable. The expectations that feel most obvious to you are the ones you are least likely to state, and most likely to resent when they go unmet. Resentment is not always reactive. Once it becomes predictive, it is crossed from hurt feelings into a settled judgment about another person's character. The silence that protects you from a brief discomfort is the same silence that builds into months of cold, withdrawn, fractured team energy. Unspoken expectations affect everyone in the team, not just the two people directly involved. Collective trust erodes when individuals carry private grievances. Naming what you need is not weakness. It is the clearest act of respect you can offer a teammate. The conversations that feel hardest to start are almost always the ones that do the most good. To go deeper on the practical side of this work, read how to start a difficult conversation that's blocking your team's synergy, and how unmet needs drive team conflict, and what to say to restore synergy. Both articles give you the language to do what this article has explained. Building team synergy on a foundation of stated expectations is not complicated. It is simply the honest work that most people keep putting off. Frequently asked questions. What are unspoken expectations in a team? Unspoken expectations in a team are assumptions people hold about how others should behave, contribute, or communicate that are never openly stated. Because these expectations are never agreed to, team members cannot meet them reliably, which creates friction, disappointment, and growing resentment over time. How do unspoken expectations destroy team synergy? Unspoken expectations destroy team synergy by creating a gap between what people assume and what actually happens. That gap fills with silent frustration. When frustration accumulates without being named or addressed, it hardens into resentment that erodes the trust and cooperation synergy depends on. What is the difference between a misunderstanding and an unspoken expectation? A misunderstanding happens when communication occurs, but meaning is lost. An unspoken expectation is worse: no communication happened at all. The person holding the expectation assumed it was obvious, and the other person had no idea it existed, which makes it far harder to repair. How can I tell if my team has unspoken expectation problems? Watch for passive frustration, people withdrawing effort, subtle blame in team conversations, or a drop in collaborative energy for no visible reason. These are the surface signals. Underneath, you will almost always find an expectation that was assumed, never spoken, and never met. Can unspoken expectations resentment be reversed once it is built up? Yes, but it takes direct conversation and genuine commitment to clarity going forward. Name the expectation that was missed, acknowledge the impact honestly, and agree on how you will communicate needs and standards from this point on. Silence created the damage, only clear conversation repairs it. Why do teams avoid stating their expectations clearly? Most people assume their expectations are obvious and fear that naming them will seem controlling or mistrustful. Some believe that good teams naturally align. These assumptions are wrong, but they are deeply felt, which is why so many capable teams suffer from the same silent, avoidable breakdowns. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit emonblackthorne.com to get your copy.